This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Hello, everyone. My name is Robert Harris. The name of the show is All Things Being Equal. I am here today alone because my friend Robert Shoemake, we're always fighting the big thing that all of you, I'm sure, know about, and that's transportation and the transportation issues. And as you get disabled and as you get older, you will experience it if you haven't experienced it already. And for those who used to drive and who no longer can drive or do drive because of either physical disability or visual disability or some other disability that slows you down or just makes it very difficult or impossible for you to drive yourself, you all know what that's like. And I've been dealing with that for a lifetime because, as I've told you before, I contracted meningitis in 1946, when I was only 8 months, not years, months old. And I have been a person with a disability ever since then. The meningitis left me so that I could not walk. I could not use either of my legs, my left arm or my right leg, and I could not use my left arm and hand. But by the grace of the Creator, I've done it all. I've worked a full-time job, married, have a son. Unfortunately, my late wife died when our son was only 3.5 years old. But I'm telling you, I know a couple of things. One of them is that life is good, though sometimes shorter than you would like. Though I've made it to 80, almost 80, 77 will be 78. 78 next year in August. So I'm just letting you know that you can do it. If you think you can, you can. By the grace of the Creator, you can do it. And I just encourage you to take your I cannot do it attitude and throw it out the window. Let it go with the trash. Burn it up in the incinerator. Let it pass and enjoy the Yes, I Can movement, which is Yes, I Can, Yes, I Can, Yes, I Can. And that's an old Sammy Davis Jr. statement. He said, Yes, I Can. And he did. And he became great, great, super great entertainer. He was blind. He had, he only had one eye. And he was a little short guy. A little feisty guy, and he did it. He did it. You know, he became a great entertainer. And I'm just letting you know that if you've got something that you want to do, you can make it happen. One of the things that I was going to do today, and I might see how much we can get done, is if you are interested in biblical things, there's a man by the name of Rabbi Snyder. And he's written a book. He's the author of the book of Revelations, record. Let's see, how do you call it? The author of the book of Revelation Decoded. Revelation Decoded. And he wrote a book here that I have in my hands called To Know Him by Name. And he's a rabbi, so he's a little Jewish guy. And I haven't met him personally, but I've seen him. But he's not that big. He's about average height, I guess, about, 5'7", 5'8". He's not like 5'9", or anything, but he writes a lot of books, and he is he's a Jewish guy who loves Jesus, so he's one of the Jews for Jesus, folks. And I met years ago, I had several friends of mine when I was only 19, 20 years old. I had several friends who were Jews for Jesus. So we can all be and all meant to be one big family. It doesn't matter what color you are, whether you have disabilities or don't have disabilities, whether you're Jew or Gentile, you know, or some other religious belief. There's always room for all of us to worship together and to love each other, because that's the primary thing, for us to learn how to love each other, respect each other, and help each other out. You know, so in this book, I'm just going to read a few little pieces of it, and then I'm going to talk about some of the stuff that Robert and I talk about all the time, which is not only the little bit about technology, but a lot about the idea that we can make it happen and that we are our own advocates. So if you really want to get this book, just go to the library or call them up. Maine Public Library, Hamilton County, or wherever you are. If you're not in Hamilton County and you're listening, you know, wherever you are, there is a library. And whether you're blind or not, or visually impaired or not, if you call that library, whether you use Siri or some other technology in order to contact the library, they will help you. They will order books for you, and you will be happy. Say, in the big cover, this is a book. It's about, what I say it is, five and a half by nine. And it's black with white type and some yellow Hebrew writings on it. And it says, to know him by name. And then it has Hebrew characters, which is the four letters for the name of the Creator on the front of it. And underneath it, it has it printed out, YAHWEH, Yahweh. Discover the power and promise revealed in the Hebrew names and titles of God by Rabbi Kurt A. Schneider, author of the Book of Revelation Decoded. And around the, it's encompassing the name, and it's on a rectangular scale, it says, Yahweh Nisi, the Lord, our victory. And this is, you know, just, like I said, I haven't read all of this, but I've studied Hebrew a little bit. And I grew up with some people that were, they were believers, and they called themselves Yahwehs, which simply meant that they believed in the name of calling the Creator by the Hebrew name. To know him by name, by Rabbi Kurt A. Schneider. Published by Charisma House. Copyrighted 2023 by Rabbi Schneider. Scripture quotations, various marks, scripture quotation marks, KNIV, are taken from the King James Version. Copyright 1982 by Thomas Nelson. Used by permission, all rights reserved. And here are just some of the chapter headings, and see how many of them there are. That's okay. Not as many as I thought, but more than I thought. All right. Introduction. Part 1. The Hebrew Titles of God. Chapter 1. Elohim, the Creator. Chapter 2. El Elyon, the Most High. Chapter 3. El Shaddai, God Almighty. Part 2. The Covenant Names of God. Chapter 4. Yahweh, spelled Y-A-H-W-E-H. Some would say they pronounce it Yahweh, Yahweh, or Yahweh. Chapter 5, Yahweh, a revelation of God's Creator, God's character. That's what it really says. It's me and my eyeballs. I'm getting my eyes. Hopefully in the next month or so, I'll have my cataracts removed, and I should be able to see really, really well. And I'm, like I said, I'm 77, going on 78. And so this is about the time, I suppose, when cataracts removal is nice to have. Chapter 9. M. Kiddush, the Lord Our Sanctifier. Chapter 10. Yahweh Shalom, the Lord Our Peace. Chapter 11. Yahweh Rahu, the Lord Our Shepherd. Chapter 12. Yahweh Tishkenu, the Lord Our Righteousness. Yahweh Shema, the Lord Is There. That's chapter 13. Yahweh Shema, the Lord Is There. Part 3, the Hebrew name of Messiah. Chapter 4, Yeshua, Messiah, Hebrew's name, the Messiah's Hebrew name. In English, in the traditional Christian, it's Jesus. In the Hebrew, it's Yeshua. Chapter 17. Shiloh, the Tranquil One, who has secured domination, dominion. Shalom, one who has secured dominion. Part 4 in Roman numerals, which is basically a capital letter I and a capital B the same size. Our response to who God is. Chapter 18, Adonai, A-D-O-N-I, / Our Lord and Master. Conclusion. Prayer to make Jesus your Lord. And the notes. So that's something that we will continue to read if you like. And we can stop if you don't like. But I own this book. This book I got some years ago. And I'm trying to really get it down so I can read it and not only put it in my memory banks, but it's really beautiful to me. So I like it. And I'm sitting here with a bookmark that I got from the art museum. And it's just a cardinal, and it's a drawing. Well, it's a nice little drawing. And let me see if we've got some more information related to it. Wildlife artist Charlie Harper did this. And I knew Charlie Harper. He was a nice man. I worked with him for years when he was working in the art department with the Cincinnati Natural History Museum. And he was a great artist. He died some years ago. His family, however, has continued just reproducing his work and reproducing his work and reproducing his work. So Charlie Harper is still supporting the family even after death. And he was a nice man. So he's just, I'm just glad to have known him, glad to have learned some things from him, and glad to have and to display his artwork. So, you know, that being said, if you like his artwork, they have exhibits of his work at the Cincinnati Art Museum on, Eden Park area. And he was just a good man. And he is an interesting designer because he did all of these things, very hard edge is what they call it. You know, sometimes he would use a circle or whatnot, but he was really, really, really good at what he did. And I'm stealing from him because I quote from the late, great Picasso, who lived to be almost 100, that every good artist borrows and the great ones steal. So I'm going to give it to you. Downright steal. If you're looking for some creativity, if you're looking for an idea, if you see something you like, steal it. Use it. Now, it would be nice if you gave the artist that you stole it from credit as to the originator, but even if you don't, steal it. Because you learn from copying, and you learn from mastering it by copying. And in fact, when you're in art school, and I did, I went to art school, I graduated from art school, and one thing you learn is you copy, 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 copy. And you get art books around you, so you copy some more. And you get ideas around you, and you copy some more. And if you're nice, you'll give people credit. But if you're not nice, you'll still copy because you learn, and you will become a good artist and maybe even a great one. So I encourage you, very strongly encourage you, to keep on keeping on and to just go out and make things happen. And don't be afraid to be your own advocate, because that's really what we all need to be, advocates for each other, and learn to speak up for ourselves and be advocates for ourselves and not be afraid. And that's what really stops us so many times, is the fear. Several good authors of several different good books, that if anyone has ever read the book Dune had a quote in there that was really so nice, and it talked about fear, and it said that fear is the mind slayer, and so we have to conquer fear, and once we conquer fear, our mind is no longer constrained or entrapped. And we are free then to be all that we were created to be, which is to be everything and to be fearless, because that's our hope. Our hope is in being fearless. That there's an old gospel song that one of the lines is something like, my hope lies on nothing less than Jesus and his righteousness. And we must learn to trust in that. We need to trust in our creativity, to trust in our Creator who created us to be free. And we can do that, and we can be free, and we will be free, and we can really make some things happen. I think I told you, but if I didn't, I'll tell you now. I finally got off of the board of SORTA, Southwestern Ohio Transit Authority. I've been on that board for over 20 years, and I helped to create the Americans with Disabilities Act. I helped to create the program in locally in Cincinnati that we called Access. I helped to create the Queen City Metro running. Now we've just got more than a grant. We were granted a 23-year guarantee that we will get Hamilton County tax money for the next 23 years. And we've just completed 3 years, so that means that we have 20 years to go. And if you could see what we've done in the last 3 years, you'll know why I say hallelujah, because we've got 20 years left to complete the work, and that means we're on our way, and we're going to do it. Folks, I'm running out of time, and I just love you, and I'm glad that you were here, and I'm glad that you're with me today, and hopefully Robert will lick the transportation problem, the issues that really kind of hurt us, hamper us, and hopefully we'll hear from him next week with his technology program. And I love you. Take care and be well and be happy. Peace be unto you. Bye-bye.